you know, Congress and the president did avert one fiscal cliff, and we did get a fiscal cliff package completed. And one of the big assets to agriculture, one of the biggest victories, is the permanent exemption, or the permanent exemption increase to $5 million for the estate tax indexed for inflation. So that was a big victory. It did increase the top rate from 35 to 40%. So it really created some certainty from the tax side, the revenue side. However, we do have some spending challenges ahead here in the coming months. So I see three fiscal cliff scenarios looming right now. The first one being the debt ceiling. Right now, our debt is $16.3 trillion, and our debt ceiling is currently at $16.4 trillion. So the big question is, you know, if we're going to raise the debt ceiling, is this going to be offset with more spending cuts here in the future? The second one is, how are we going to address the sequestration, or this $1.2 trillion over 9 year across the board spending cut issue? With the fiscal cliff package, we did kick the can down the road per se with this policy, and we only offsetted the spending cuts by $50 billion in order to do so, but we have to create a solution in order to solve that problem. And the third one is the continuing resolution that's set to expire here at March 27th of this year.
So we had all of this leading up to January 1, and we're set to hit them one after another within the next couple of months. Are we going to see a last-minute attempted fix again like we did at the end of the year?
Well, if history serves any purpose, yeah, probably. It could be down to the last minute wire. But we have to take a step back and really look at spending and the spending problem that we do have. Now, this fiscal cliff package that we just passed, it created more certainty on the revenue side, but the spending is the issue. When we look at sequestration and the $1.2 trillion in cuts over 9 years, that's only 2.5% of the 9 year total expected spending that our budget's expected to experience. So we're fighting over 2.5% in the grand scheme of things. But for agriculture has really taken the leadership within the House and the Senate, because if you remember, the Senate version proposed $23 billion over 10 years in cuts. The House proposed $35 billion over 10 years in cuts, but we still couldn't get a five-year farm bill in the fiscal cliff package. So there's a lot of challenges ahead when we rescore the budget baseline here in March.